broadcast this evening will be the first part of Pastor Brian Grant's message entitled, Living a Fruitful Life. The Bible describes lives that bear no fruit, and describes lives that bear little fruit. But tonight, Pastor Grant takes us to the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John, where Jesus instructs his disciples on the characteristics of a life that bears much fruit. Fruit that endures, the kind of life that earns the applause of heaven. Have your Bibles, you can turn with us there as we follow Pastor Grant in his message entitled, Living a Fruitful Life. Here now is Pastor Grant.
A zoo had only one gorilla, and one night the gorilla died. But the gorilla was the most important and most popular attraction the zoo had. So what they did, they offered one of their employees an extra $150 a day if he would wear a gorilla suit and pretend that he was a gorilla. Now, the gentleman was a little skeptical at first, you know, because so much could go wrong. But for $150 extra a day, he decided to give this gorilla business a try. The next morning, the zoo opened and no one suspected the switch. And so the man, you know, he spent the morning eating bananas and beating his chest like a gorilla. But, you know, the afternoon got really hot, and he started sweating inside that gorilla suit. And, you know, by then he had eaten 16 bananas, and he started feeling a little bit queasy. But, you know, he wasn't feeling so good, but he decided he had to entertain the crowd. So he decided he would do one of his routines on the swing. So he went on the swing, and because he wasn't feeling so good, he misjudged how much power he needed, and he flew out of the gorilla's cage, and he flew over the fence, and he dropped right inside the lion's cage. Of course, once he landed, the lion got alert, and the lion started coming to him, and of course, he tried to do all his little gorilla things, beating his chest and doing all his gorilla antics to try and get the lion to stop, but the lion kept coming, and the lion kept coming, and so after a while, he started shouting, "Stop, stop, stop!" The lion came up to him, stood over him, and the lion whispered to him, "If you don't shut up, we'll both lose our job." I don't think any of us would desire that type of life. Amen? But would you like a life, come on now, would you like a life that's filled with joy? A life filled with answered prayers? A life that earns the applause of heaven? Would you like to live a satisfied life? This may surprise you, but do you know that's exactly the type of life that God has planned for each of us to live? That might surprise you. God has in mind that each of us should live a fruitful life. And this morning, I want to explore with you, as I speak on this theme, living a fruitful life. First, let's talk about the secret to a fruitful life. And I want you to pay special attention. And if you're a visitor, you'll notice that in the program, there in the bulletin, there was an actual insert. And I encourage you, because remember, we just sang and the crowd, you were all excited to hear that God is here. And we heard them say what? Speak, Lord, speak. So if God is going to speak, we better. You ready to listen? And I'm going to suggest that if God is speaking, it might help us, particularly with this message, it might help us to make some notes so when we go home tonight, we can remember what God said. Amen? So pull out that little insert if you don't mind and follow us along as we go through first the secret to a fruitful life. In John's Gospel chapter 15, I hope you have your Bible or your cell phone or whatever it is open to that passage. John's Gospel chapter 15, Jesus gives us the secret to a fruitful life. Here's how it reads in John's Gospel chapter 15, verse 1 to 5. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." That's what Jesus said. He said his Father, God the Father, is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Verse number 4. This is key. Here's what it says. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Jesus is saying he is the true vine, and every born again Christian is a branch in the vine. But Jesus went on to say, he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. And I want you to know, whether you're a believer in Jesus Christ or not, I need you to recognize the key, the secret to a fruitful and abundant life is this word, abide. Abiding in the vine. This word is so important that Jesus uses it 11 times in the first 11 verses of chapter 15. Jesus says, abide in me. Get this. A fruitful life is dependent on abiding in the vine. I don't want to miss that. A fruitful life is dependent on abiding in the vine. Amen? So the question is, how do we abide in the vine? Because if this is the key, if God wants me to live a fruitful life, if God wants all of us to live an abundant life, and he tells us the secret in John's Gospel chapter 15, he says, abide in me and I in you. He's telling us it's wrapped up in this word, abiding in him. How do we abide in him? Young people and older one, I want to make sure you grab this, because, hey, I want to make sure you remember three key words: connection, dependence, and obedience. Connection, dependence, and obedience. First, if we're going to abide in the vine, we must be in connection. Listen, number one way, by connection to Christ. By connection to Christ. And in verse 4 we just read, abide in me and I in you. This is a mutual connection. This is union with Christ. Now the whole issue of connection should not be hard for the younger generation to understand. Amen? Because the younger generation knows what it means to stay connected. Folks are so connected that, we are connected while we're driving. We're connected while we're showering, because if somebody, if the phone goes off or if it takes, we gotta stop to do it while we're showering. We do it while we're crossing the road. And that is such a dangerous thing. You know, this poor young lady got so terribly injured just recently, not very far from here, as she was crossing the road trying to get connected. Because listen, it is so important to stay connected. Are you as excited about staying connected to Christ? Because abiding in the vine, the key word is connection. Are you as excited about connecting with him? Listen, one of the ways we stay connected with Christ is through prayer. We connect with him through prayer. Are you in constant contact with the Lord all day long? The choir used to sing, all day long, I've been with Jesus. All day long, my lips have uttered praise. Are you connected all day long? Jesus is not kidding when he says, if you abide in me, you will bear fruit. He ain't kidding. He means it. And part of the way I abide is to stay connected. And young people, older ones, he wants us to stay connected all day long. All day long we should be praying to our Heavenly Father. All day long we're whispering to Him how wonderful He is. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 tells us, pray without ceasing. You see, it doesn't mean that you have to stop and kneel down and pray. All day long I'm connected with my Savior. Amen? I'm driving and I'm connected. I'm lying in my bed and I'm connected. I'm in the shower, one of my best places. I just love in the shower. What a place to connect with the Savior. All day long, stay connected. Listen, if you're going to abide, the key word is connection. Stay connected. Spend time in His presence. All day long, reach out to Him. But second, we stay connected with Christ through His word. Oh, this is nothing new. You know, sometimes we only open the Bible when we come to church. Oh, sometimes nowadays we don't even open the Bible when we get to church. I just finished that series on the Reformation, and one of the things we learned in that series is how many people died so that you and I can have access to this precious word. It is estimated that 50 million people gave their lives so that you and I today can have in our hands this precious word of God. God's revelation of Himself to us. Never forget this. This is God's revelation. The Almighty God is using this Bible and He is revealing Himself to us. What a special book the Bible is.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
But sadly, we are having a new generation who are biblically illiterate. And I want to encourage all the younger generation. Oh, you know, I love the younger generation. I love the people my age and older too, don't get me wrong. And they know how much I love them. But I have a passion for the younger generation because one of the things that we want to see is a new generation who are excited about Jesus, who are connected to Jesus. And I'm here to tell you, my friend, you will never abide, you'll never be connected with Jesus if you don't know this book. And you and I, young person, pick up your Bible. I have no problem with a cell phone. Some churches tell you don't bring your cell phone to church and read your Bible. I have no problem with it. But I'm going to tell you, you need more than just a cell phone. If you're going to be serious about God, get yourself a Bible. You say, Pastor, I can't afford a Bible. Come to us, we'll get you a Bible. We will give you a Bible, but you got to promise you're going to read it. We don't want to just give Bibles because you figure it's a good thing to have in your house. If you can't afford a Bible, but you'll read it, we will give you a Bible. But young person, there is a difference about picking up this book to read it other than reading a verse at a time from a cell phone. You better believe it makes a bigger impact. Get yourself a Bible. And can I suggest to you, can we be practical? Have a commitment. So you know, we're committed to exercising. I'm sorry, not me, okay? I tried my best to cover it by buttoning the jacket. But some of you are so committed to exercise. No morning passes without your exercising. And the living Almighty God, who is willing to give you an abundant life, is encouraging you to be connected to Him through His word. And some of you have no time to read. Listen, you better stop that. You really don't have any option but to read if you really want to connect with Jesus. Amen. Make a schedule. Determine, I'm going to spend some time on such and such at such and such a time of the day, and you keep it. And listen, if you mess up and you miss a few days, don't say, oh, I blew it, so I can't. Start then. Amen. But we have to be connected. Amen. Be connected. Number one, the key word is connection. The second key word is dependence, by dependence on Christ. How do we abide in the vine? By connection, by dependence on Christ. Notice verse number 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, what? You can do what? Don't miss that. Without me, you can do nothing. A branch derives its life and power from the vine, and apart from Christ, we are powerless. So stop trying to do things in your own strength. God wants us to depend on him. Some Christians are so specially gifted. Some of us really are gifted. You have all these talents and abilities, and you can do so much. You have a great education. You have a great job. And sometimes if we're not careful, we believe that the secret to fruitfulness is because I have all this going for me. And God wants you to know that the abundant life that he has nothing to do with the stuff you have going on for you. But on the other hand, I run into some who they feel they have nothing going for them. And so somehow they figure that this idea of living this life of joy, this life with answered prayer, this life that gains the applause of heaven, somehow they get the idea this is for them other folks. No, God is talking to you, every single person. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter what drama is in your life. God is talking to you, and he is saying, listen, if you abide in me, and one of the secrets is depending, depend on him. Our fruitfulness, get this, our fruitfulness is not based on our ability. Our fruitfulness is based on the resources flowing from the vine. Did you get that? Our fruitfulness is based on the resources flowing from the vine. And who is the vine? Who is the vine? Jesus Christ himself. He says, I am the true vine. And all the resources are in him. And as long as we stay abiding in the vine, all the resources are endless. And the possibilities are endless. When we live in dependence on him, miracles happen. You hear what I said? You said, Brother Pastor, I didn't know you were Pentecostal. No, I'm not Pentecostal. But I believe in a miracle-working God. Amen? Amen. I believe in a miracle-working God. And I'm here to tell you, when you are dependent. You know, in my shower, I told you, that's where I get a lot of communication. Just 1 day ago, here I am. And meditating on what I'm going to say. And the Lord reminded me of what happened when I was about 20 years old, the response for this group, we went, we're still in Jamaica, a group of young people, and on our way back from rural Jamaica, we had to pass what's called Flat Bridge. Now, I can't have time to describe the whole thing, but Flat Bridge is called Flat Bridge because there ain't no bridge, there's no side. Are you with me? The Spanish tried, the British tried, and they kept putting railings on the bridge. They tried putting walls, and everything they tried failed. So they finally concluded, all we're going to put on this bridge is stone. A white stone, a stone that they paint white, marks each side of the bridge. That's it. And the river is running through, and that's the bridge. I took some of you and showed you Flat Bridge. By the way, you don't have to run from Jamaica now because there's a bypass road. So here we are approaching Flat Bridge. I should mention this, that anytime it rains heavily, Flat Bridge is flooded. The water is covering the bridge. But guess what? Being Jamaican, you've met a few of us and you know we're crazy. Haven't you noticed we're all crazy? I can tell you, come on, we're all crazy. So what do we do when Flat Bridge is covered and we can't see it? We figure we know where it is. So we don't really see the road, but we know that this road is coming here and another road is over there, so therefore the bridge must be right here. So we line up to cross the bridge, although we don't see it. Now, sometimes we totally miss the road and we say goodbye to goodbye Jamaica. But sometimes we're actually on the bridge. And guess what happens? The water washes us off. goodbye Jamaica, goodbye life, because whether it's a bus or whatever, the river water, do you know the force of water? It just washes the thing right down the river. So here we are, I'm responsible for this group, and we are approaching. We're about a mile and a half from Flatbridge. It's heavy rain. The roads are flooded. We're telling the driver he must stop. The driver is this one of them crazy ones that talk about. He ain't stopping because he has some schedule. Must be have a party he has to go keep. He is going across the bridge. So a mile and a half out, we beg him to stop. There was an accident, and cars are shut down because of all the water. They're flooded. They've stopped. So we have to stop for a minute. The only man that was older than me, once we stopped, he jumped off the bus. Only God knows where he is. I have never seen the man again, but he jumped off the bus. So here we are. But we had a secret weapon. What was the secret weapon? Dependence on God. And oh, you didn't know I could pray. Oh, I prayed to my heavenly Father. Jesus, we're depending on you. The bus driver kept going. The bus driver kept going. The roads are flooded. All these cars are broken down. We get to the bridge. There's no water on the bridge. Somebody say hallelujah. There is no water on the bridge, but there's water before the bridge. And as we cross the bridge, there is flood again on the other side. Only the bridge is dry. I am telling you, when we depend on God, miracles happen. I could tell you miracle after miracle after miracle. Some of you don't know this Savior. Some of you have never come to this Jesus. Oh, would to God that this day you would come to know a Savior who can do miracles in your life. You can depend on Him. Listen, connection. Are you connected? Dependence. Depend on Jesus. But obedience. Obedience. Here's what he says in John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse number 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. That just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. We abide in the vine by connection, by dependence, and by obedience to Christ. If you're one of them living in disobedience, you're just hurting yourself. You know, a lot of Christians live in disobedience. They know what the Bible says, but hey, I ain't going to do it. I'm going to do what I want to do. Help yourself. I'm here to tell you, go ahead and do what you want to do. But listen, if you keep doing what you want to do, you are going to miss the greatest privilege in the world. You are going to miss the privilege of living a fruitful life. You're going to miss the privilege of joy unspeakable. You're going to miss the privilege of answered prayer. You're going to miss the privilege of having the applause of heaven. And so this morning, if that's you, listen, Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And I want to live that type of life. I want to live in obedience to Jesus. Doesn't mean I don't mess up. I mess up all the time. But I'm so thankful for 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess what? Our sins. He's helped me out. He's faithful and just what? Forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Listen, child of God, listen, when we seek to walk in obedience and we mess up, we recognize we need to get to the altar and confess our sin and admit that we are wrong. But I am trusting this morning that every child of God would make a decision that I am going to abide in the vine. I'm going to be connected to Christ. I'm going to be dependent on Christ. I'm going to be obedient to Christ.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved?
You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to Him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and He will answer your prayer and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.